Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bose. He's Augie. Nothing changes. Everything stays the same. Well, you could say that about our first video of the week. We're going to be visiting the Narcofuhrer, who probably recorded this in the basement of the CIA car park in Langley, because he certainly wasn't where he said he was. I want you guys to watch this video, which is apparently Volodymyr Zelensky, the unelected one, at the front line at in Zaporozhye, and he's standing at the entrance to Zaporozhye. You know, this is the doom loop. When you see Zelensky standing outside the entrance to your city, Augie, right, it's time to pack your shit up and head for the highway, okay? For sure. Check out a few of them that he's done before. This ain't getting any better, okay? But what's interesting is, was he actually in Zaporozhye? Or like I say, was he in the basement of Langley, or was he underground in Bankova Street? We think there's something up here. Check it out, check it out. Watch. Run the video, Augie.
Робимо все, щоб наблизити мир. Я дякую усім, хто допомагає кожному.
There you go.
Хто допомагає.
Chase, so did the Ukrainians finally get the technologies to manipulate space and time or something?
Don't try to understand it.
Well, if the Ukrainians had an ability to teleport people from one place to the other, they would just make every man of military age, everybody with a heartbeat now, would be teleported straight to the front to die, right? Or spaces in the teleporter machine would be sold for like 100 grand each, so you can actually get out of basket case Ukraine. So I don't think so, Augie. Now, you may ask yourself, you know, the little green goblin, you know, what is he actually up to? Everybody around him is out to get him. Fedorov is out to get him. Budanov's about to get the knock from Nabu. The deputy head of the Budanov's office has just got arrested. She's got done. Mindich has gone with 100 million to, Israel. Old Yermak, the cuddling buddy from the bunker, 10 million stole from him, you know, or by him. Absolutely unreal. So maybe Zelensky's getting a bit nervous, but maybe it's all because he likes the old Colombian talcum powder, right? He's got it. And speaking of Colombian talcum powder, I want you guys to look very closely at this video, which is supposedly of Mr. Zelensky talking to Elon Musk, no less. Yes, big Elon. And, because he's just awarded him Hero of Ukraine or some bullshit makey-uppy title of something of Ukraine, right? I mean, you can get this stuff on eBay, you know, probably safer, because it's not going to get sent back.
Might as well award him Hero of Netherlands.
Hero of Never Neverland, like Michael Jackson. Ooh, suits you, sir. So let's have a look at the video. But you know what we're looking out for? Not the Russian trace, which we're meant to be seeing everywhere, but the sort of Colombian trace. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, run the video, Augie.
After the war,
there you go. You can see it right at the bottom.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, I look forward.
maybe just a little bit of flour.
Maybe it's a bit of AI. Augie, as well. We have to be very careful these days because, you know, anything can seem not what it is. Everything can be what it is not. And, you know, it's kind of reality is becoming a bit transgender. You know, the yes is the no, the up is the down, the in is the out. Excuse me. So maybe it is a bit of AI, but we've got a little video here that isn't AI. It certainly isn't AI. And if you just saw this video of just an other person, anybody, you would say this is a drug addict. Obviously, this is obviously something mentally unwell. This person is taking some kind of stimulant. And I'm not talking about a couple of cans of Red Bull too many or a cup of coffee too many. This is a man who has problems with something. I think we all know what it is, right? Run the video, Augie.
Today, we're going to discuss how to spot a cocaine addict. People using cocaine often exhibit some telltale signs. Dilated pupils, erratic behavior, nervousness, and anxiety.
Some of the physical signs of cocaine use are frequent sniffling and runny nose, bloodshot eyes.
Look for signs of nasal stress. Because many users administer cocaine by snorting it through the nose, one of the telltale signs of cocaine use is nasal stress.
Now let's stick with Ukraine. Let's stick with Zelensky. You know, remember the 40 days to defeat Russia? How's that going? 40 days to destroy your own industry, cut off your own ports, lose another city, another, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people. He doesn't give how many people are lost. He doesn't care. He cares about keeping the cash rolling in. You got to ask yourself, what do you do in those circumstances? When you're losing so badly, losing so hard, It's quite simple. You do what the EU has done. Do what Big Don is doing in Iran, in Straits of Hormuz. Just pretend you're winning, right? And the Ukrainians are expert at pretending. Well, they pretend they have a country that is ancient, that they dug out the Black Sea with spoons and forks, that Jesus Christ was a Ukrainian, that the dinosaurs were actually first discovered in Ukraine. So they make stuff up all the time. It's a make-you-up country with a make-you-up president, right? He's not even elected. So continue making up. And how they do that right now is they attach a flag to a drone, right, Augie? And they fly the flag beyond, back into the cities they just screwed up and lost, okay? They fly that back in there and they drop the flag, they take a few photographs and they say, hey, we're winning, what are you talking about? It'd be like me running onto Red Square, you know, with an Irish flag, taking a picture with it and saying, this is Ireland, right? This is Dublin, this is ours, we've taken over. It's kind of like, you know, the Straits of America or Lake America, this bullshit, okay? But on this occasion, this little video that we discovered, things didn't quite work out. You know, we think this one is kind of symbolic and comedic at the same time. Yeah, check it out. Run the video, Augie. Here we go. Operation Fake.
Not today, Ukraine. Not today.
Sticking with the theme of make-believe, the Ukrainians love to make-believe that the Germans see them as some sort of master race as well, you know? Augie. Yeah, you know, back in the Second World War, like, you know, oh, we're going to fight. The Germans love us. The Germans are going to get, the Germans have our back against the evil Russians, despite the fact that we're actually Russians with a sort of identity crisis. Not true. The Germans killed, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of millions of Ukrainians died fighting against the Nazis in the Second World War. This whole narrative that there's some sort of Aryan brotherhood or between our kinship between the Ukro Nazis and the actual real deal, you know, the knockoff version from Kiev. It's just remarkable. Check out this video from Ukraine of a Ukro-like devotee swearing allegiance to another dead Nazi. You know, all made up, all kind of fake. It all just stinks of, come on, let's pretend. Let's pretend that the Nazis love us, because we sure love the Nazis, right? Yeah, run the video, Oggs.
I swear before Almighty God in Ukraine. On the blood of heroes and the blood of the glorious memory of the leader. To be faithful to the idea of nationalism until death.
Yeah, that lady's gonna make a great Nazi.
Now, of course, meantime, while all this fakery and cosplay Fourth Reichery is going on in Ukraine, the Russians are just going forward, you know, bit by bit, inch by inch, mile by mile. They're going for it. They're taking more and more Ukraine. The whole idea of doing a deal with these psycho Ukro-like fanatics is kind of off the table now, right? It's kind of, yeah. Spirit of Alaska is kind of, yeah, frozen, solid, you know, beyond revival. You know, that's the reality. And it's almost, the next video is almost like the Russians are kind of trolling the Ukrainians. Not only are they bombing their ports, their, you know, supply hubs, logistics, you know. And remember, all of this stuff started because someone in, Kiev had this brilliant idea to spend 40 days bombing the Russian equivalent of Amazon, which is still open. You can still order your stuff, right? You can still get it. It's still coming, no problem. Alternatives have been made, as they say in the Kremlin. But in Ukraine, about 90% of the retail distribution capacity and infrastructure is already gone. And that's only after 3 weeks. This is going to be a bad, bad winter. Check out the Russian response to all this lunacy. They're doing a bit of aerobatics. Aerobatics with a Garand drone. Yeah? You saw it here first. Run the video, Augie.
And then the barrel roll. How about this, Elon Musk?
Wow.
Now tell me, Chi, how many Patriots the Ukrainians gonna need to take down this one?
Yeah, but you're, Augie, it's only 5 million bucks a Patriot, right? What's that? Ashtray money in the Ukro scam. Ashtray money. So let's leave Ukraine with a sort of humorous, but darkly humorous, let's say, look at this society, this semi-functioning police state. Somebody in their genius with the old AI, this is our AI slop section, has decided to recreate Ukraine as a GTA, Grand Theft Auto, sort of scenario. And it's actually quite realistic, right? You get abducted, you get the crap beaten out, you get robbed. You know, you can't walk down the street without, you know, having to pretend you're a woman or something in case you get dragged off to die for Mark Rutte and Ursula von der Leyen. Kind of funny, but kind of sinister and kind of sad, actually. Yeah. Run the video, Oggs.
Glory to Ukraine!
Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, accurate. Accurate. Now, we here at the Moscow Mules, you know, are against war, against violence, against all violence. We never celebrate the deaths of anybody, you know, people who would be perceived enemies, anybody. We just don't believe it's a good thing to do. It's immoral. It's not right. But that sort of ideology hasn't spread to one particular group of people. Let's say our friends who like the holidays. The people who are actually targeting civilians and killing tens of thousands of them. Remember, Russia is supposedly doing it, but doing a very bad job of it by bombing infrastructure, railway stations, you know, bombing everything that is required to run an army. Meanwhile, Israel has killed tens and tens and tens of thousands of people, tens of thousands of kids. Yeah, they have. It's a fact. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. You heard it here first. No, you didn't. Check out this let's say, Israeli gentleman, making it very clear that he has no such reservations about celebrating the killing of anybody or another human being. And maybe that's the kind of dividing line, Augie, when it comes to this war in Europe and the war in the Middle East. It seems to be that our friends in Tel Aviv have a sort of underdimension view of the Palestinian people, which was, of course, the same view that was taken of them by our friend Uncle Adolf, you know, who stormed across Europe, killing, you know, 27 million Russians, millions and millions of Jewish people. It seems almost bizarre that the Israeli population, or a big portion of them, can easily treat people like dirt. It seems that's the way it is become. Not everybody, by the way. But this gentleman, for sure, has no problem celebrating what his army and government have done in Gaza. Absolutely remarkable stuff. Run the video, Augie.
I'm a Yehudi. I'm a Zionist. And I killed a lot of mother like you, and I'm going back. I'm going back, and I'm going to do more like you.
This video confuses me a little, Jake. You can tell clearly that he's talking to adult, military-aged men. But he's talking and killed a lot of you. He should be talking to a baby in the stroller or something.
Yeah, he should probably head to a creche or a junior school and ask, can he give a little talk to the kiddies? And of course, when it comes to Gaza, the human story is one that many people get fatigued with, right? Like you kind of see so much destruction and so many pictures of the moonscape that Gaza became. The numbers, the scale of it, it almost becomes, you become a bit numb to it, right? So when you see a human story about how life goes on in many respects. People not only do good things, they try to, you know, bring food in, they set up little community hubs, they look after their families, they try to make a shelter, they try to go on. This is the resilient human condition. People also continue to try to screw their lives up, or what remains of them, by trading on the stock market. Yeah, yeah, poor guy. But anyway, that's not to suggest that Augie lost a ton of money on the stock market. I didn't say that. Yeah, run the video, Augie.
I wish I was Nancy Pelosi.
طلالة بالعالم أقوى صفقة في العالم برضو في جوالات حارتنا كلها حركنا لكم السوق كمان مرة يا شباب. بسطة التداول المتواضعة حارقين أم السوق إيش بتستنى تعال معانا هاي الضابط موجود في البايو.
This is the view outside.
من بين الدمار.
Never lose hope, guys. Never lose hope.
Now, unlike in Israel, where if you're, you know, out protesting for the Palestinians and saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't kill another 10,000, maybe we've killed enough, you're going to end up in jail. Yeah, for sure. Okay. In Spain, it seems that citizens of some parts of Spain, particularly Ceuta, which has been overrun by Moroccans, it's in Morocco. It's a part of Spain. It's a complex one. You know, yeah, check online. But The people of Spain have had enough, of course. There's been a huge spike in attacks and stabbings and theft and robberies. Of course, with all these people flood into a relatively small piece of real estate. Let's have a look at how they treated. I think it was a media reporter who was from one of the big mainstream media turned up. They had a lot of things to say about Mr. Sanchez. Mr. Sanchez has a lot of problems himself. Yeah. How's your wife, Mr. Sanchez? How's the brother? Yeah, not good, not good. Run the video, Oggy.
And in this video, the Ceutans are storming the beaches where the immigrants are staying and trying to burn the makeshift houses they have. I mean, Che, to me, it looks like the perfect work of European institutions. This is European legacy of institutions and law on display.
And don't forget, this could be coming to a town near you, because the EU doesn't seem to want to do anything to reinforce the borders, implement real controls. You know, 90 billion to Ukraine. How much has been spent to protect Europe's borders? How much has been spent to sort of keep these people in place? How many wars started by NATO and its friends are driving these people towards the shores of Europe in the first place? That's the big question. Mm-hmm. Coming soon. Coming soon. Now, before we go, we're going to take a quick spin over the Atlantic to America, North America, to a very tense border in North America right now. The border essentially between Canada and the United States of America. All used to be British, of course. Yeah, don't mention the war. And speaking of not mentioning the war, this is all about history. It's all about the assessment of history. Who names what? Who owns it? What is the symbolism of a name? Well, we all know that there's a very high risk that if you don't understand history, you're doomed to repeat it. Now, in response to President Trump renaming Lake Ontario as Lake America, you know, that, you know, in response to this trade tariff war that's going on between him and Mr. Carney, it's revealed that CBS, the Canadian Broadcasting Service, decided to issue a communique saying that nobody should refer to 9/11 as a terrorist attack anymore. Now, this has sparked a big, big outrage in America all of a sudden, because America's saying, you know, this is rewriting of history. Yeah, but you got to ask yourself, who writes the history in the first place? It's always the same. You know, ask the Serbs about how the war in the Balkans started. They'll have a very different view than the half-wit in Brussels. Now, check out the video. This is the Big Don himself actually doing the dirty deed. This is really power, okay? Because he can actually change this stuff with the stroke of a pen, literally, from Lake Ontario, as it's been known for God knows how long, Augie. Now it is officially Lake America. Yes. Team America? No, Lake America. We kind of like this. We kind of think this is cool. Rule it, Augie.
Canucks, stop inviting Nazi collaborators to your government, guys.
Yeah.
So this is Lake Ontario in Canada and in the United States. But we're going to make a little change. We're going to call it something different than Lake Ontario. We're going to call it Lake America. And all it takes is a good pen and some intelligence.
I so like Lake this. Ontario.
Well, you're out of luck there.
Lake America. So now we have a lake, and now we have a gulf. Because we have the Gulf of America, and now we have Lake America, without the of. Thank you very much, everybody. Enjoy Lake America.
And don't forget, you also have Hormuz Strait, guys.
Oh, yeah, the Hormuz Strait. Yeah. And you're winning. You're winning in the Hormuz Strait as well. Yep. Well, that sadly brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. We love making it. We love you joining us. And this week, it's obvious that making stuff up has become the new reality. Check out what's happening in Ukraine. He's even recording fake videos, pretending he's somewhere, pretending they're winning. What happened to Ukraine is winning? Remember, we were getting bombarded with that. What happened to 40 days to bring Russia to the table? What happened to the money? Yeah, same thing across the Atlantic. Look at America winning in Iran, winning 6 months in to a 6-day war. It doesn't look good. It seems the only place you're going to get a good dose of reality is right here. And we'll see you right here, same time, same place, next week. Until then, look after each other and look after yourselves.